game up here on the River Islands guest line. Isn't it time for you to discover the islands? River Islands in Lathrop. Joining us right now, Scott McLuhan, former 49er and Washington GM. He drafted Frank Gore, who was recently inducted into the 49er Hall of Fame. He's also got a Super Bowl ring as an executive with the Seattle Seahawks. Scott, thank you so much for joining us. Really appreciate it.
Not a problem, guys. How you guys doing?
We're doing great. What'd you see in Frank Gore?
A good football player.
What makes him one of your favorites? I know he's one of your favorites.
I'll tell you a quick story. When he was a freshman at Miami, that was my first year with Green Bay when I was doing the Southeast. And I went to a night game, and they had Edgerrin James. They had a bunch of players, both sides of the ball. I mean, probably 10 guys got drafted, I think, that year, whatever it was. And most of the time I leave after the third quarter, you know, because the game's over and they were winning. They were up big time. They took all their starters out. But I stayed. Watch Frank make two runs. I'm like, who in the heck is this guy? So I, you know, back then you had little guides, you know, whatever you buy, not media guides, but the, you know, when you walk in the stadium, you'd buy stuff, you know, and you see through the roster and all that. And I'm like, true freshman. Holy smokes, he's better than Edgerrin James. Of course, Edgerrin's a first rounder and all that good stuff. You know, I mean, very good player. Don't get me wrong, very good player. But Frank showed me stuff, and he's a true freshman. I'm just like, wow, this guy's on my list now. You know, and of course, he couldn't come out, you know, for 3 years, you know. But it was just impressive how natural a runner he was. It was really impressive.
Scott, that's awesome. I got to ask you this, man. We had the luxury to go to the game Monday night, and I was starving. Football is back. And then I was like, oh, my gosh, I just got caught up in the moment of, you know, Frank's getting inducted. He's putting on that red jacket. And again, you drafted him, but when you got that news that he was going into that ring of honor, how did that feel?
Very proud, very proud. And, you know, not because of myself. I was lucky enough to be able to draft him. It's because of what he did and the kind of person he is. You know, we've been friends to this day. We talk weekly. And he's quality. But the thing about it was, partner, back then, I got there in 05, we weren't a very good team. I mean, we were trying, you know, but our defense got built quicker than our offense got built. But he was our go-to after year one. I mean, he was the only guy. He was our – they do nine-man boxes just because they know if they stop Frank, they're going to beat us. They knew it. And that son of a gun never, ever, ever backed down. You know what? He never complained about nothing. I mean, he's just quality.
Scott McLuhan joining us on 95.7 The Game, former 49er general manager and also Washington general manager. Recently I was messing around on the internet and I saw, and I'd forgotten they even had a game, a college all-star game, where the college all-stars would play a pro team. And it was a video of Walter Payton playing against the Steelers, and Bill Belichick was breaking it down, and he kind of did what you did about Frank Gore, saw a couple plays and you kind of knew right away. When you're scouting, do you look for something in particular, or does something particular jump out at you?
Well, there's certain traits for each position. There's no doubt about it. Certain traits. You know, size matters, speed matters, quickness matters, instincts are over the top. And the one thing Frank would do, we'd get on charters flying back home after games on the road. And I'd sit and talk to him. And he would tell me that the time on the clock, who the linebacker was that he beat on the first cut. He says, but I'm looking through him. I'm looking towards the safety or the corner. He says, I'll make my second cut before I make my first cut. I'm like, no kidding. But he could, his mind was so good. He recalled the time on the clock, the player's number. Was he tough? Not tough. Was he worried about him? And he's like, no, I knew I'm going to beat him. So I'm looking through him already for my second cut. I'm like, wow. A lot of players can't do that, just so you know. A lot of players, they don't remember the time on the clock. Hey, but Scott, he would remember, you know, the thing about it, he wouldn't remember names. He just remembered jersey numbers. Yeah. He watched so much tape, you know, and then he got in the games. He knew exactly what he was and who he was and what he had to do to beat him.
Scott, when you hear that, you know, the news that passing is down only through 2 weeks, but there's a lot of football games, what goes through your mind? Are you ready to say, you know what, that means something, or you need to see more? Why is passing down this season through 2 weeks in your estimation?
I don't know. It's a marathon. It's not a sprint. I mean, and there's so much football to be played. It's not even funny. And you're going to have stuff go on. Don't get me wrong. You want certain starters to play better. You want backups to step up. But you got to stay in there and fight the fight. It's not easy, you know, but don't make it harder on yourself by affecting people in a negative manner when you know you're going to need them at some juncture, you know, because, you know, same thing when we had Alex, you know, he struggled early. And it's probably my fault because I wasn't building the O-line well enough or giving enough receivers or whatever. But you can't give up. You know, these kids, all they want to do is play football. That's what they live for, you know. And once you give up on them, you know, there's a confidence level. It's like, well, I remember towards the end of my career in San Fran, you know, I brought in David Carr, yeah. You know, and he told me, he said, you know, when I got to Houston, you know, that was their first year and he was the first pick and all that stuff. And he said, I walked to the line of scrimmage. I called the huddle. I'd call the play in the huddle, walked the line of scrimmage. He says, I wouldn't read the defense. All I was worried about was which way am I going to run? Am I going left? Am I going right? You know, and he says, all my mechanics went south. My confidence went south. Hmm. He says, I was never the same player since.
Interesting. Ever. Interesting. Scott McLuhan, yeah. Join us on 95.7 The Game. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco. Always live on the free Odyssey app, Twitch and YouTube, powered by First NorCal Credit Union. Obviously, you know what's going on here in San Francisco. I was wondering if you could give us a sense of kind of what John Lynch and Kyle Shanahan are trying to figure out. They got a quarterback who came out of nowhere, who's making $1 million. They've got high-priced personnel offensively around him. They're going to have to make a decision on what, if anything, they're going to pay Brock Purdy. How do you figure out what to pay a guy like Brock Purdy when he's surrounded with unbelievable talent? Is it a tough ask to figure out what he may be without that team around him?
You know, from a standpoint, it feels like, you know, I get it. Receiver, you can find receivers. You know, every year nowadays in the last 5 years, there's 25, 30 receivers go in the draft. Quarterback, you identify not just game by game, but during the week of practice in the locker room. And if you have a good one, which they do, then you got to pay it. You know, and the market's the market, and that's nothing they can do about it. It's been set, and it's going to keep going up and up and up, and the cap going up and up and up. You know, it's just part of it. But, right. You know, if you have a leader, you have a smart guy, you have a good teammate, you got a guy that makes plays on the field in the system you run, then you got to pay it. You know, the good thing for them is the fact that they drafted well. The bad thing is they got too many good players at one time that they have to pay. You know, but that's a good problem to have. Really good problem to have.
Yeah. Scott, if you don't mind, I'd like to ask you about what's going on around the league with young quarterbacks. And we're seeing Caleb Williams from USC. He's doing his thing or getting the opportunity in Chicago along with Daniels in D.C. The Patriots chose to go with the veteran, Jacoby Brissett. And Bryce Young, that kind of, like, they pulled the plug or benched him. Can you share with us your thoughts mainly on that one, on what happened in Carolina? Did they give up too soon?
Well, they haven't given up yet. They haven't given up. I know Dave Canales, the head coach. I worked with him in Seattle. He was one of our assistant coaches. I know him well. But they're not giving up on him. They just need a reset, you know. And, again, there's 11 and 11, you know. It's not 1 on 11, you know. And very few quarterbacks can do it by themselves. Very, very few in our lives, you know. We got a handful. He needs more support around him, 100%, offensive line-wise, receiver-wise, running game-wise. Because there's only so many quarterbacks that can do it by themselves. And he's not one of those guys. Now, he's proved he's a winner. He's proved that he can win in big games from college, you know. And that's vital, you know. And the SEC, if you're going through the SEC and you're rocking and rolling games every weekend, you're doing something right. I don't think they've given up on him, but with the young quarterbacks, you know, that bear, it's tough to handle just from the standpoint of being a quarterback, you know, and nowadays with all the spread stuff, they don't huddle, you know, everything's, you know, from the sidelines, all the signals, they call the play, boom, they throw to certain spots, it's all premeditated. But then in the NFL now, these D coordinators, they get paid too. And these guys are smart, and they're going to mess around with you. It's incredible, and you know it's that's why you see so many fail, you know, especially ones they're taking early. Everybody said they're a bust, you know, and they end up playing whatever 10 years, 12 years, but mainly as a backup, you know. But it's so unique. There's so much strategy involved in it with the defense nowadays, and they're figuring out these spread offenses. And you're going one back, no back sets. They're coming. They're coming to get you. And you know what? And these quarterbacks aren't going to last long. You know, I think that's one of the reasons I worry about Bryce in Carolina. Is he going to stay healthy?
Right.
You know, I mean, you fine to go 3-4 receiver sets, whatever. That's fine. You know, but you better get the ball out quick. And if not, because these defenses they're adjusting right away, and they're coming. They're coming after you, and they're like, you know, I don't care if he completes 2 or 3 passes in the first quarter. Hurt him.
Right.
Put him on his back, you know, and then that changes the entire game. Now you got number 2 coming in who's had no reps, you know, during the week, and all of a sudden it's like, okay, now you take over. And it's like, the game's over.
Right.
You got him. You got him right where you want him.
Hey, Scott, thank you so much for joining us. Really good stuff. And once again, nice find with Frank Gore.
I appreciate it. It wasn't me. It was him. He was the player. I just sat back and watched.
All righty. Thank you very much, Scott. Appreciate it.
Scott McClure. You have a good day.
Yes, sir.